Audio 1.01.
I've worn silver rings all my life. I got this ring in a street market when I was living in Italy for a few months. I bought it to replace a similar one that I'd lost. This one belonged to my mother, and I inherited it when she died. It's not worth a lot, but it's very special to me. I borrowed this leather jacket from a friend when I was studying at university, and I never gave it back. It's a genuine 1980s leather jacket. When I was wearing it, I always thought it looked really cool. It's a bit damaged now, but I still love it. I have a beautiful lemon tree that a friend gave me as a birthday present. I'd told her that I'd always wanted to live in a house with a lemon tree. So, to make my dream come true, she bought me one. I was having a party to celebrate my 30th birthday, and in the middle of the party, my friend arrived and gave me the lemon tree in a pot. So, now I grow my own lemons.
I bought my Spanish guitar in a famous guitar shop in Madrid. Even when I open the case today, I can still smell the wood of the shop. I remember trying it out in a corner. I was quietly playing my favourite piece of music, as I didn't want to draw too much attention to myself. However, to my horror, the shopkeeper had listened to me playing, and he asked me, "Are you a professional?" Naturally, I bought the guitar quite soon after he'd asked that question. 6 months later, I returned to the shop to buy some new strings, and there was someone else trying out a guitar. He was playing a piece of music I knew, but he wasn't playing very well. The same shopkeeper was there and said to the man, "Wow, you must be a professional." Suddenly, I understood. I enjoy doing long-distance walks, preferably with friends. I bought these boots while I was travelling around New Zealand. I was about to head off for the Milford Track, quite a challenging 4-day walk, and my old boots fell to pieces. I had one day to find a new pair. Years later, I still have those boots. They're not in very good condition, and they're heavy, old leather boots. But they're still comfortable, and they're like old friends. I've had such great times with friends and family walking, talking, and exploring. And this. It's an Italian Mocha coffee pot. A friend gave it to me at university because he had watched me making instant coffee without much care or thought. He said, "The small ritual of a good coffee is too important to give up." We used to laugh at him for being so serious about things we thought were unimportant. But now, every time I use the pot, I realise that he was right. If you can't enjoy little things, then you will never be happy.